You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, before we get started, I want to talk about our new sponsor, FanDuel.com. They're the leader in one-day fantasy baseball for real money with immediate cash payouts. MLB season is starting next week, and FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball. It's more fun than ever. Don't miss your chance to join before the season starts off. Sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. You don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today, win tonight. Entry fees start at just $1. Pick a brand new team any day you want. No season-long commitment and no upfront fees. It makes every game exciting. Listen, I play it. It's a lot of fun. It's great to pick your own team. You don't have to have people go on the DL. You can pick new ones every day and play in new leagues every night. It's awesome. So, they wrote in Joe Watson from New York played fantasy sports on FanDuel for less than 2 weeks and won over $30,000. There's money to be won, boys and girls, if you're into this. FanDuel is paying out more than $2.5 million every single day this MLB season. But you have to play to win, so sign up today. So here's the deal. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code TFM, and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit on FanDuel, they will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code TFM. Don't forget to use my code TFM. It's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today, click that microphone, use my code TFM. First 50 people get their money matched up to $200. Go check it out. Become a part of the fun. It's a blast. We are sponsored by MeUndies. 90%, that's the percent of your life that you spend in your underwear. And underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old, saggy underwear. You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. It's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly, they don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. Listen, I got mine on right now. I spent years of my life wearing just whatever underwear came my way. You know, like sometimes I'd get it out of like a coin-operated machine at a Chuck E. Cheese. You know, it just didn't matter to me what I was wearing. And then I started like putting an extra second of thought into my underwear, and it just makes you walk a little bit straighter, a little bit taller, look a little better, feel a little bit better about yourself. So guys, you need to get into MeUndies because they got a great product. So they have cool styles for men and women. They all look great. Check out the photos for yourself at MeUndies.com. The quality would literally retail for 2 times what they're selling them for, but there's no middleman, so that means more savings for you. That's pretty awesome. Look at the internet, guys. Gets you a free podcast and some cheaper undies. That's pretty awesome. So I'm going to make it easy for you. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They absolutely guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. But to get that 20% off, you got to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. Have fun with today's episode and go check out MeUndies. Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. That is the email. Keep sending them in. We have some amazing questions for this week. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. I'm very excited to be joined again by our guest, Amber Madison. Thank you for coming on again.
Yeah, it's awesome to be back.
Yeah, you were amazing on the first time around. We had to have you back right away.
Oh, well, thanks. I can't wait to hear what the questions are.
Good. Amber's a relationship therapist. You can find her on Twitter at Amber Maddie, AmberMaddi, at Amber Maddie with an I. She has a book out. Talk about all your books. Give me the quick rundown.
Oh, God. All of them?
You have a lot of books out.
Three of them. Let's yeah. It's okay. So the first one is called Hooking Up. It's for girls if you're age 15 to 20.
Okay.
Yeah, college, high school, everything you need to know about sex, relationships,
and how to like venture through this kind of new world that people
exactly.
are dealing with. Okay.
Exactly. Like, what the hell is a penis?
Yeah, what's a penis? You know? I ask that
all
every
of the
day.
Questions you have.
I look down, I'm like, what are you doing?
And it
there?
Gets more complex yeah. from there. So the second one is called Talking Sex with Your Kids, and that's for parents.
Okay.
Probably not a whole lot of parents.
Well, listen,
or maybe
if you're out there,
future parents, especially after spring break.
Yeah,
right.
We might have a, few
we might
of those
have a lot of dads out there.
Yeah. Okay. So,
so
that's
in 15 years, this book is for you.
Okay, so now if you're out there and you've made a few mistakes, that's a good book for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what's the third one? Is
the third
one, that's
one
most recent, right?
Yeah, most recent, called Are All Guys Assholes? And okay. it is a book for girls, but actually I think guys could get a lot out of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you experience this as a guy, but you Hit have me. This perception of like, this is what guys think.
Yeah.
Right? This is what guys do. Mm. But really, your perception of what guys do probably isn't that accurate. And when you sit down and really talk to guys, they tell you a side that you don't see well, and that guys don't often show to their friends.
I totally agree with that. That's like one of those things where all of us guys walk around being like, I'd fuck her, I'd fuck her, I'd fuck her. And then if you get us really talking, it's like, well, I just really don't feel good about my body today.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
don't fuck. And you're
exactly.
like, oh, everyone has these yeah. same fears and these same you know,
absolutely.
Things in their head that they're dealing with that maybe guys especially don't talk about with each other. Maybe these same
totally.
Fears and sensitivities that we don't really put out yep. there that girls do.
Yeah, and then that guys worry, oh, is it me? Is
yeah.
there something wrong with me? And it's not just you, it's really all guys.
Exactly. Oh, that's cool. So go check out Amber's books at Amber Maddie on Twitter. Are All Guys Assholes is the title of the most recent book, so you should go check it out. Are you ready for these emails?
Yeah, let's dive in.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Stand Up New York. You can go to standupny.com, use the promo code TFM, and get free tickets to any show here. New York City trips are expensive, so this is something to do where you're not going to have to drop a lot of coin. So let us help you out. TFM, promo code TFM at standupny.com. Couple of shout outs before we get started. Jay Twat, listening to the podcast as usual this Tuesday, and you totally got called out that scientists don't listen to the podcast. Currently, I'm on my PhD in physics and
Whoa.
Listen to your podcast on the reg. Keep doing what you do. Nice.
That's great.
This is where the world
that
leaders...
That really brings you up a notch,
yeah, future
right?
world Having leaders yeah. are listening to this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Look at that. We got a...
At least one.
Oh, yeah. One one guy who knows what a
matters.
Beaker is. That's all I need. J-Train, I'm an Iowa Beta alum on spring break with a few beta buddies. I've listened to the podcast since 2013. I turned the other four onto the podcast on the trip down. Thank you. Keep doing that. If you're out there and you got friends that don't know about this, tell them, spread the word. Our friend Mitch said he wants a shout out. He'll put up with it as long as he gets one set of tits.
What?
So please
from
give,
you?
Give
you
a shout. Yeah, I guess I'll send
Flash
you my tits. Please give a shout out to MLOISELLE16. That's M Lois. L16? Is that how? MLOISELLE16. Love what you're doing, brother. And then last one, shout out, which also kind of serves as a good starting point, I think, for this podcast episode, being that you are the expert and you're the person we can go to for some female.
Yeah.
Get inside that brain, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, bring it.
What's up, baby dick?
Is that you or me?
I think that's me.
Okay.
I would hope it's not you. I'd be like, oh my God, we've right. learned a lot about Amber in the first few minutes.
My baby dick.
I love the nickname baby dick. It's one of those things that like anyone would laugh at, but also
oh,
like it's immediately
there's
offensive.
There's a Greek word for it, and I cannot, oh my God, I'm not going to remember.
Wait,
but
for baby dick?
Yes, there's a Greek word.
That says a lot
for
about
baby
the Greeks.
Dick. It's amazing. Yeah. It's the only word I know in Greek, and I'm forgetting it right
I
now.
I used to, when I would be at fraternity parties and I was peeing next to someone, I'd be a little bit wasted. I'd turn next to the next urinal. I didn't know whether I knew the person or not. And I would always go, you call that a dick? Like as a joke. I think it'd be funnier if you were like, what's up, baby dick? In that situation, because then you could just turn back to your piss and then you've assessed him.
in one
right,
name.
Right.
Can I just throw the baby dick thing? I take notes while we're doing the show.
Sure.
I throw baby dick as one of the notes. Yeah. Spell check it.
Baby dick's
the
out
kind
there.
Of notes you normally
it's
take.
In the dictionary. Literally, Dick Shunari. Ah, boom. We're off to a quick start here. My roommate has been a real fag since he met his girlfriend. Such a weird thing to say about a guy who's dating somebody. Real fag since he met his girlfriend. I can't even call her his girlfriend because he's too big of a bitch to ask her to date. But they FaceTime and Snapchat all day. I broke his camera, phone camera last week. However, it only took a day for him to go to the Apple store to get a fix. So this past weekend, while I was in AC, I made sure to take a minute to myself away from the Pauly D pool party and all the menopausal women to watch to match with every crack whore and welfare recipient on Tinder. It sounds like you're going for the catch. And obviously proceeded to hand out his Snapchat as my own. Huh. Oh, so he went and matched on Tinder.
So he's trying to sabotage this relationship.
I guess so.
Like.
If your listeners could be generous enough to break apart his miss you selfies with some chocolate soft serve or a bowl of curry soup, it would be greatly appreciated. I think he's talking about shit pictures. He wants his buddies, his buddy to get shit pictures. His Snapchat name is Dan_KNOPF. I'm sure a few pairs of knockers wouldn't hurt either, because I think we can all agree he's not getting any nudes. It's Dan_KNOPF. This is what happens when you let your little bro bone freshman sluts in my bedroom, is what he writes. So I guess this guy fucked with his buddy, but it sounds like this guy's pretty bent out of shape about his buddy getting serious with somebody.
You know what I love about this email is we have this perception that women's relationships are so complicated and guys have really straightforward friendships. But I think this email goes to show, no, there's no
way. It's not simple.
It is not simple.
You're bringing another person into the fold.
Yeah. He feels so threatened. It's like he is pissing. He's like he's a little dog running around, like peeing in a circle around his friend, being like, nobody else can have it. This is mine.
Well, I've been this person.
You've been the guy
peeing in the circle, running in circles, where I know that I've been that guy where your friends start to get serious with someone and they just kind of fade out of the hangout. And you're left there being like, oh shit, I'm on my own to go pick up girls or go meet, you know, go get drunk. And I have less time because there's really so much time in the day. So he's really, you know, upset. You know, he's probably joking around for the most part, but he is upset that his buddy has a girlfriend and is moving away from him.
Yeah.
You know, how would you tell him to handle that?
Well, I mean, it sounds to me, I totally get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everyone's been there with a close friend. They start a relationship and then you never see them anymore and it's awful. But it sounds like he's a little bit too invested in this one friendship, almost to the point that it was like he was his friend's pseudo relationship.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Sexual, I'm assuming.
But
whatever. This guy had a really special place.
Yeah.
Right? He needs some more friends.
Well,
you know, because you can't put that much pressure on one friendship. Otherwise, your friends are all going to run away because it's too intense. You should be able to have friends and a girlfriend at the same time.
Listen to me right now, everybody out there. All of your friends will get married.
Yeah.
They're all going to go and move in their separate directions, and you hope you can keep up with all of them. But that's not going to happen because I have this theory that when you get in a relationship, you become friends 70-30. So like you're 70%, the relationship, the couple either moves 70% towards your friends or 70% towards her friends.
Oh,
so like,
interesting.
Like if I was with my girlfriend and you know, you and I hung out all the time, maybe you would be our 70%, but maybe you'd be our 30%.
Yeah.
Because relationships, it's never 50-50. You're never going to like half the time with your buddies, half the time with her friends. It's just not, never works out that way.
You know what I hate though about the whole relationship friend thing? Is that people do, I think, as a couple, start hanging out only together.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bad idea. You should have nights where you go your separate ways, have enough faith in the relationship that you know, this doesn't mean the end of the relationship. It doesn't mean you have a bad relationship. It doesn't mean someone's going to cheat.
Yeah.
But there's no reason you need to be hanging out as a couple.
Well, that's kind of, well, to me, that's kind of on this guy. Like, he's making it very, this guy who wrote in, which you should, everyone should fuck with his buddy because that's fun. I mean, you should be doing that. But he, you, last episode, the one that came out today, if you're listening, it's, well, this will be coming out next week. We talked about how, like, a guy's, a girl's best friend can ruin your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she, so this girl,
because she's around all the time.
Yeah, well, like if you're dating a girl and her best friend is around all the time, you need to make sure she's kind of happy, or you know the deal with her. You have to set up some boundaries with her. The same goes for your buddy's new girlfriend.
Yeah,
you know, you, that girlfriend can ruin this friendship. She can be like, nah, I don't like you hanging out with that guy.
Yeah,
that guy's a bad influence. That guy doesn't like me. That guy doesn't make me feel good. So we all kind of have to
see. And then
guess
who's going to win, too,
exactly,
in that situation.
The vagina always wins in that situation. Ooh. There you go, yeah. He's, your buddy's going to be like, wait, where do I get blowjobs? Oh, yeah. See you later, buddy.
No.
And he's going to go to his girlfriend. But I'm saying, like, the girl's going to win in that situation. So you need to kind of glass half full this. If you're the friend, like, this guy, you should, every guy whose buddy is like getting into a serious relationship where, like, the things he's saying about her, him, the guy, his buddy obviously likes this girl. He's sending the cutesy Snapchats. He's taking up, she's taking up a lot of his time. So you have to realize that this isn't just some chick he's fucking.
Yeah.
And it's more than that, and respect that.
And be on your friend's side, right? You want them to be happy and find a girl that he's really into. I don't know this guy's name. I'm just going to call him Baby Dick.
Yeah, Baby Dick.
So I feel like Baby Dick needs to just be really upfront with his friend and just say, I miss you.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, or, I'm really happy you found a girl that you're into, but you know what? I miss hanging out with you.
That might be tough. I think it'd be tough for me to go up to any of my friends and be like, miss you, man.
So is there a,
like,
way to
come up
say
crying? I think there's a better way to do it where you could be like, hey, I'm going to go watch these games. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
And if he says, no, I'm hanging out with my girl, I'll be like, hey, okay. It's been a while, though. We should hang.
Yeah.
You know, even like that is like a little bit of a message to your buddy. Like, because there is the other side of it where the buddy does too much with the girl with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Where it's this relationship that takes over their whole life and he's just giving up all his buddies. So you have to be wary of those things. Also, Baby Dick should be aware that she is his best asset for hooking up. He can say to her, listen, I'm out there looking, you know, she is now his
the Baby Dick can get some
Dick,
because she has
now has a new advocate, because what she's gonna want to do is say, listen, I want you to hang out with your friend, but I also want to hang out with my friends. Let's try and make something happen with Baby Dick and my friends.
Yeah,
you know, and now she becomes an advocate for you. So the more you, you know, like, you want to talk her up. You want to make her like you. You want to get in her circle. So then she's saying, you got to meet Baby Dick.
Yeah. You know, like,
this guy is a good guy. He's friends with my boyfriend. And the best type of, you know, way to get with new girls is referrals.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Especially if you're, like, you're looking to hook up. Like, this girl's going to be like, yeah, he's cool. He's nice. And he's not going to behead you.
Yeah. You know, and from a girl's perspective, I mean, when one of your friends gets in a relationship, that's the first thing you're doing. You're saying, does he have any cute friends?
Totally.
You know? So, I mean, you're already looking in that direction. It's not a hard sell.
Yes.
For,
swim. So it's kind of swim with the current of this new girlfriend. Get into it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to happen. Like, you know, if you're sitting out there like, no, we're in, listen, Peter Pan, you're going to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't going to be college forever, and you're going to have to find, you know, some new chicks.
Yeah.
And this is a window into some new, you know, new nipples. You know, that's
another aspect of it. It's like, if this guy feels like his friend is spending too much time with her, her friends probably feel the same way.
Totally.
They probably want to get involved in a hangout or whatever.
And then it's a big party, and then all of a sudden you're seeing left nipples. It's great.
Yeah.
This is what we're all looking for. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Amber Madison. You can find her on Twitter at Amber Maddie with an I. Go check her out. She's fantastic. Wingman. Okay. Have you been a wing woman? You're in a relationship. So you've been a wing woman.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You love it?
I love it. And I have a move that works every time.
Oh, please. And is it for men or women?
It's for other women.
Okay.
And so guys always fall for it.
Please do tell.
Oh, man, I kind of feel like a traitor giving this away.
No, please. I mean, the guys here,
Every guy wants to be hit on, okay? Every guy wants to be wooed.
For sure.
So no guy's going to hear this and be like, okay, I'm never going for that trick again.
Yeah.
If anything, they're going to be like, she's doing the trick. I'm in.
You know? You're right. You're right. Okay, so this is my move normally.
Go.
I walk up to a guy, and he has to be standing at the bar.
Okay.
And then this is like I'm in it for my friend and for me kind of thing, but okay. I'm in a relationship, so I don't need the guy. So I go, hey, y'all want to chug a beer? And then the guys always buy the beer, so I get a free drink.
Chug
my
a beer.
Friend, and it opens conversation like nothing. My friend now gets to talk to this guy.
He gets to act like a man because now he's
we're
chugging.
All chugging beers.
Yeah, and he can beat you guys, so it's like, look at me. You know, it's not like he can go kill a boar to be a man.
Right.
So this is the only way he has.
He gets to chug the beer. Everybody wins.
Yeah, and so then the conversation just starts from there?
Usually, and this may be just a New York-centric thing, but I feel like guys in New York are so afraid of the girls here because they're worried. And I don't know if it's because so many of the girls here are dressed up so nicely a lot of the time.
Well, I think it's a very, very, it's an everywhere thing.
Yeah.
Because.
But you hear guys here, you want to chug a beer, and they are putty in your hands.
Totally. Well, you know? Especially if a girl, like.
I hate to give this away.
No, but this is great advice because I think
hope some girls are listening to this.
No, we got girls. We got a lady. If you're a lady out there, email tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us how you pick up dudes at the bar. But I'm saying, like, what you're saying is actually, like, such a relief for a guy. Like, I know as a guy, all you want is to, like, shoot a girl across the bar. Some eye contact and then have her come to you and be like, hey, what's going on? How you been?
Totally.
And because at that point, you're not putting yourself out there to get turned down. So since you came up and first of all, use the word y'all, which immediately means you're a lot nicer than most girls. Like there's something Southern about that. There's something that's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, more approachable.
More approachable. Yeah. So like, I think all guys want to be approached at a bar and just, you know, start, and then it makes the conversation, oh, you thought to come to me. You didn't think I was some creepy weirdo.
Yeah, in my experience, it seems to me that guys just want to know it's okay to talk to you.
Yes.
And so it really doesn't matter what you do. You can like walk up and be like, hey, diarrhea. You know, it doesn't matter what you say.
That's a good
message.
And
they're like, oh, great. I can talk to you.
But I'm saying like, especially the single girls who are sitting at a bar, like, why aren't any guys talking to me?
Yeah.
It's a two-way street, ladies.
Totally.
Like, you're more than welcome to like, and all you have to say is something so small is like, let's chug a beer.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you say.
I like your hat.
Yeah.
Cool
exactly.
shirt. That's all. And guys, you know, are just very easy in the sense where we'll be like, we're either talking or we are not.
Yeah.
You know, like, or we're just duds. And it's not. This guy writes, Frat Sage Freed, for every maverick, there must be a goose, and the highway to the danger zone is fraught with peril. This guy's a poet.
Yeah.
Look at this. Since the podcast is basically an elaborate guide to scoring poon, I was wondering if you or your guests have some solid wingman tips or stories from your college days. Cue up the good work on the podcast. It's easy to recommend to friends. I'm sure your parents are a tasteful combination of proud and disgusted. Yeah, I think that's right. P.S. We hear about your strong medium every episode. Is talking about your dick all the time a Jew thing? Cut that shit. Just trying to put the vibe out there, buddy. So I think that's good wingman tip for ladies. I think as a guy.
Yeah, let me hear your tips. I'll let you know if they would work.
Well, the wingman thing that I do is really just to, you know, you want to open up conversation. And I think that's like a tough thing for any guy. And I think the way I've always gone about it is you want to do two things as a wingman. So I'm giving advice from the perspective of like, I'm not looking to hook up as much as I want my friend to hook up.
Right.
That has to be your mentality. So if you're going in to be a wingman and it's all about you, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, I was going to say that is where a lot of guys mess up because you're, you know, we hope, right? Yeah. A pretty funny guy.
Trying my best.
Yeah. So if you come up and you have some friend who's a little bit boring and you're making all these jokes and you're the center of attention, then the girl isn't going to want to get with your friend. She's going to want to get with you.
Totally.
So, you know, even if you are the more brave one and you're going to initiate the conversation, you need to then step back and let your friend shine. If you're the one talking the whole time, then forget it. She's going to like you, not your buddy.
Totally. And you have to be a setter, not a spiker, is really the way. Like if you play volleyball, there's one guy setting it up and there's one guy throwing it down. So just like his Goose and Maverick reference in in Top Gun, they play volleyball and Goose sets up Maverick for the spike. You know, this is kind of what you have to do with any wingman situation. The way I do it is I just think high is so underrated. Like, just going up to a couple girls yeah. and being like, hey, what's happening? Where are you guys coming from? What do you guys, you know, what's the plan tonight? And those are open-ended questions that they gets them talking, and you're asking about their night, which is a good thing. And every good wingman is, I would assume, a friend to that guy. And you know specific stories that he has that he tells all the time. So what you want to do is set him up to tell those stories. It's kind of like when someone goes to a late night interview and the host is like, so you were just in, you were just at the beach the other day, weren't you? And then he goes on his beach story. That's all planned. If you're good friends with somebody, you know the stories are going to make them look good. So what you want to do is set them up to tell those stories. So start out with a wingman. You want to start with questions, get them talking, then steer those questions and whatever they're talking about to your buddy's awesome story. Mm-hmm. And then it's, let's do some shots. And that's when things, that's when you have the yes to something. You want to get these two girls or the amount of girls saying yes to something that isn't touching your dick. Because, you know, because that's a little
that's
creepy.
That's not your next
that's
move.
That's not a first
hey,
move.
Hey, everybody, let's touch my dick.
Yeah, that's like a third move down the line. All but, right, like, I'm saying fair. You want to, hey, fireball shots. Let's get it going. I remember we were on a bachelor party, and we were in, I might have told this before, but we were in Lake Travis outside of Austin, Texas, and we were in a bachelor party. We had this houseboat, and there were these girls, it was a lot of guys on my, on the bachelor party that were, like, in relationships, so it was tough for us to, like, you know, no guys in relationships or if they're married, they're not the ones being like, hey, ladies, come on up here. But guys in relationships and guys that are married still want to talk and have random girls around, even if they are in that, because that's just a normal
validation.
Thing. Validation. It's nice. We're not sitting there just looking at each other on this boat in our bathing suits. So I was like, hey, come on up. I waved up all these girls because I was the one single guy. And they came up and I started, like, you know, trying to, like, get this thing going, like pump everyone up a little bit. And we did these things called slow pour gargle shots.
And never heard of them.
Because we made them up.
Okay. So I was going to say, I'm so out of the loop. I have no idea what that is.
This one girl had on one of those bikinis that was one of those swimsuits that had the strings in the front of the boobs. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like the fray.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like
sure,
a little...
Fringe. It's fringy.
The fringe.
It's like Pocahontas-y.
Yes, it looks like a curtain.
Yeah.
I kept calling her Ultimate Warrior because it looked like an ultimate... If you Google who the Ultimate Warrior is, he has all these fringy things coming off of his body when he was wrestling. So
I'm sure that's the look she was going for, too.
Exactly. Well, it loosened everyone up because it was like... Because then the guys are laughing at that. The girls are into it. So then... You know, you get them talking, and, like, I was really, like, trying to get the whole group involved, and I was like, slow pour gargle shots. And this is a good one because girls are like, what is that? So it turned into, like, us teaching them something, something they could bring home to their friends. So slow pour gargle shot is when you get on one knee and you have someone slow pour a shot into your mouth, and you have to gargle it in your mouth. Everyone counts down how many seconds you gargled for. So it's kind of gross.
Okay. So and then whoever can gargle the longest wins.
Is hypothetically the winner, but it's also fun to see a girl do that because you're like, oh my God, she just gargled Jack Daniels for 10 seconds like it was Crest Listerine, you know? Like it was. So that's what we got them doing, and we were all having fun. You know, that became the event. Now we're, you know, chanting, and it was fun, and these girls had a great time. But, you know, you have to be, as a wingman, kind of the energizer. You got to get people going and then serve it off. Yo, you're going to do the slow pour gargle shot. Now you set up your friend to look cool doing the shot, you know? So
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying. But here is the one thing that guys don't think about a lot.
I
see this all the time. You have a group of guys.
Totally.
And there's, let's say, four dudes. One is like really hot, has a girlfriend. Another one's pretty hot. Single, and then there are two guys who just are not that good looking.
Yes.
Now, it does not matter. I mean, maybe if they are like amazingly funny, but if you walk over with these two guys who aren't that good looking, and they're standing next to two really good looking guys, even if those great looking guys are good wingmen, I don't
there's
think
not
the
much
girl,
you can
yeah,
do.
The girls are gonna be like, eh, and then because you're standing right there. So I would say, and I know guys say that you can't tell when other guys are good looking, but you can.
Nah,
so but think about it.
It's lipstick on a pig, yeah.
And if you are like more than, we'll say 2 points, because I know you guys like your little rating system
here,
right? If you're like an 8,
yeah,
and your friend is less than a 6,
well, this is the other thing.
Do not be trying to set them up.
Well, here's the other thing. You have to be realistic as a wingman. That's right. The other thing. You can't be blind to the situation. Like, here's Brungo, and it's like a 500-pound like guy that looks like a basketball. Like, you can't.
Right, he's also wearing a loincloth.
Yeah, and you're bringing him over to, like, you know, Kate Upton. You're like, okay, let's be a little realistic here. I one time was trying to play wingman to my buddy, and we were out, and it was Thanksgiving Eve, and I remember, you know, he's trying to get back into things. He had just ended things with a girl, and Thanksgiving Eve is kind of like one of those nights where people are out with their high school friends.
Yeah, and things get weird.
Things get weird, but they get weird in the most specific way. Like, it doesn't get weird in, like, because everyone's with people that they're getting back in touch with. So to go out, and especially as you get older, people are in relationships, so they're not exactly like, you know, the pickings get slim, as, and by slim I mean fat. It's like, it's not a lot of girls to choose from. So we were out, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna wing it for my buddy. He's trying to get back into the game. And I went up to these girls, and listen, they weren't the most attractive girls in the world, but I was like, let's just get reps in. Let's start talking to girls. And he looked at me, and he was like, I was literally mid-conversation with them, like, hey, where are you guys coming from? What town are you from? Whatever. And he just looks at me and goes, let's go talk to those girls over there. And I was like, dude, you fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You beggars
That's
can't be
awful.
Choosers. You've opened this conversation.
Yeah.
If you have to be kind to your wingman too. You have to be like, listen, he's doing whatever he can. You can't sit there and be like, hey man, help me out. And then if he brings you someone that you don't agree with her look, that's on you, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I agree.
A wingman
is awful.
More,
I mean,
a wingman, think of a wingman like a lead blocker. Okay.
That must have been so awful for the girls. I just can't get over that.
They didn't hear it. I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I kind of like kept talking to them. And like, what could I do in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like,
okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I just kept talking to them and I ignored them. I was just like, fuck this. This is all I got.
You're like,
okay?
I am no longer your wingman. I work for these girls
now.
Screw
I'm on their
you.
Side. Now I'm trying to hook up with these Uggs. You know, like, no, but I think. You have to think of a wingman as a lead blocker. You have to follow the hole that he's giving you. So in football, what happens is there'll be like if you do a dive play, there's a fullback and a running back. The fullback is the wingman. He's there opening things up for you. It's up to you at a certain point as the guy he's trying to hook up to run through those holes he's opening.
Yeah.
A wingman isn't supposed to get you fucked. He's supposed to give you a boost. You know,
yes,
it's
okay.
not,
I'm,
you
I'm
can't
with,
put it on the wingman 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is.
But you have to ask for the wingman's services, because there are definitely guys who are like being wingman completely unauthorized.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So they're
like,
oh, dude, I like, you know, gave you some girl or whatever. And that's not even what you wanted.
No.
So while I agree, you know, if the wingman's doing some stuff for you, indulge what he has set up,
yes,
but only if you have asked him to help, or
you
that's
have
somehow
some communication
understood.
Like, and I think like the opening for a wingman is to say, that chick's hot, you want to come talk to her with me?
Mm-hmm.
And your buddy's like, yeah. At that point, that's, you've made the agreement. Okay, your buddy said she's hot, he says you want to go talk to her and her friends. Now you have to understand that there's an A objective and a B objective. A objective, get your buddy with the girl he just referenced that brought you over to that hangout in the first place. Be objective, get yourself fucked. You know, like, that's a nice
thing,
too.
What if you and the girl start hitting it off? Then what do you do?
I walk away from that situation.
Really? Because even though he gets to claim her from across the bar, that doesn't
gotta
seem
go
fair.
To the bathroom, man.
Really? See, this is the other thing. I feel like guys think sometimes they have more control over women's feelings.
Oh, totally.
I mean, you guys, no, you don't at all. Well, if you two guys walk up at the same time and you meet this girl and she's clearly digging the other one of you,
yes,
you know, not the one that said, "Hey, let's go over there." I think.
Well, there's a reassess that goes on. I've had this happen before where I've been the guy where I'm like, "Oh, that chick's hot. Let's go talk to them," and then she'll be into my buddy.
Yeah, and then, she's not going to change her mind. I mean, no, your buddy can disappear, but she already has eyes for your buddy.
She's
placed
in boxes.
Yeah.
That's over. So what we did, and I remember this, and I think this is like the right way to go, is that whenever you go talk to someone new, there's a moment where you run out of things to talk about and you kind of like step back for a second and then you re-engage. In the moment you step back, there has to be a moment where like, hey, she's throwing you vibes. Or like, and I remember saying to him, being like, go for that. You're up, buddy. And you tap him on the shoulder and you send him into the game.
Pass the baton.
And then I just go to a pizza place. That's the
move. Cry over pepperoni.
Yeah, just like, listen, it wasn't your night, buddy. Yeah, but I think like you have to, I think with wingman situations, there's so many times where it's like, you were my wingman. It's like, no, you were my wingman.
Yeah.
I think the communication between buddies is like, listen, let's set each other. That's who I'm going for. Let's go talk to them. That's an agreement. And then also when you're the person that wants a wingman to help you out, you have to understand this is a boost. This is not him doing all the legwork. You got to fucking come to the table too, and you got to put in your own time too. It can't be all on the wingman.
Well, of course, because otherwise, I mean, it's just not going to work.
Well, yeah, otherwise you're just not going to do much for this
chick. The girl's just not going to care. Be like, who's your mute friend in the corner, you know? She's never going to go for him.
Who's that guy that looks like he's posing for a calendar shoot right now?
No.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Amber Madison. At Amber Maddie on Twitter. You can send in your questions to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're listening right now, do me a favor. Do me a huge solid. Go on iTunes and give us a nice rating and a comment that really helps us out here on the podcast. We would love that. Let's get into this question. I like this question because it's very frat specific. We're coming back to the springtime from spring break. What to wear to an ABC party? Anything but clothes party. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah, I had one for my 20th birthday.
Okay.
It was on a Monday night, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It was like one of those things that, you know, only works in college because otherwise who's coming out on a Monday?
Yeah, who takes classes on Tuesday?
You go on a Monday all the time.
Yeah.
Comedy world.
Yeah.
So, Monday night, not too many people, but enough people. And it was exciting anyway because it was a Monday. And we're all dressed in like trash bags and cardboard.
Yeah.
And duct tape.
Duct tape.
That was the other one.
So for a lady, what would you say the thing to wear to it? This is literally all the email was what to wear to an ABC party. Any thoughts?
So, I mean, I am not Miss Fashion by any sense. But I think, you know, all girls know what looks good on them and what body parts they like to show off, right?
So accentuate those.
Yeah, if you have nice legs, like do a short little trash bag thing, and then it looks like a mini dress.
I always love when the girls did the duct tape. I know exactly what you're talking about. It looked like a futuristic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like the Fifth Element, you know, what that girl wore in that movie with like the thing over the boobs. They're kind of smushed down, but you're like, oh, this is kind of hot. Yeah,
I know there are boobs under there.
Yeah, there's boobs under there.
Can't see them, but I know they're there.
They just look like two chocolate chip cookies that have been squished down a little bit. Yeah, it's perfect. The guy one, we did we would have two-piece socials. So you could have two articles of clothing. And we had one buddy of mine that did the two-piece social and just wore goggles and a towel over his shoulder. And he just walked around.
Wait, and fully nude.
Fully nude the whole night.
That guy did not have a baby dick.
No.
Otherwise, he would not have been doing that.
He had much more than a baby dick.
Clearly.
But that was hilarious.
God, was it his idea, too? Was he just like waiting to have an excuse to walk around naked?
It wasn't like something he talked about. He just all of a sudden was walking around nude. And that's one of those things I feel like couldn't happen today with like the world of social media. Like someone would put that online and it'd be like, he's raping girls. And it's like, what? He just was walking around naked.
Yeah.
I think the best case, you want to show off, I think, as a guy too, what you do
best. What's a guy move? I wouldn't even know how to.
Oh, I would definitely, two-piece social, I would go Speedo.
Okay.
Speedo, and like just a Speedo because that's hilarious. And
so you're going for laughs.
You gotta go for laughs. Okay. You gotta go for laughs. I mean, in that situation, it looks bad. Everyone can smell when a dude is trying too hard.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you're a guy going to the anything but clothes party and you wear like a cut sleeve trash bag that somehow like is like cut in the places that show your abs off, everyone's like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
Like if you're wearing like a trash bag that's almost like a crop top.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
so no crop top. Yeah. But topless is fine.
Topless is fine. I think the trash bag, shorts, anything but clothes.
Wait, it's sort of like that you're the one giving guys advice of what you want to see guys dress.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to think of other things that I would wear.
What? How would you like to see a man dress?
How would I want to see a man in an anything but clothes party?
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny, the clear trash bag that's not really clear.
Mm.
Because you don't really see anything. So you just have that on. So it just looks like you've been like
on the bottom.
Muted out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be good. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know. If you have an idea, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you do the two-piece social is fun, just as fun, where it's two articles of clothing. I would do Speedo with a towel or...
And then towels just around your neck.
Just around your neck, and that would be fun. You go, like, if you...
What about, like, a blanket as a cape?
Like, yeah, cape.
That's good.
Blanket,
like
cape,
that.
That's good. I think you just want to feature the way you cover your balls in the funniest way possible, is really my advice. That's really the way to go with it.
Isn't that usually how you're, like, the look you're going for when you're getting dressed?
Yeah,
though?
That's, check out the balls.
Cover my balls.
Yeah, cover the balls and I'm good. That's
look
my
funny.
That's my Saturday night, cover the balls.
Yeah.
I'm making a t-shirt on the front. It says, cover the balls. On the back, it says, and you're good. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored this week. Ladies and gentlemen, MeUndies.com. 90%, that's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear, and they get old fast. It's horrible to put on old saggy underwear. You need to know the feeling of great fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. That's MeUndies.com. They're the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. I am saying that from experience. They're on me body right now. So you guys, what you need to do, listen, they're very comfortable. I've said this every time I do this read, I repeat the same advice. I have been with girls where I will derobe and all that will be there is my underwear with like the funny design or like a nicer pair of
and
underwear.
She's not having it.
No, she's in.
Okay.
She just likes that I have like a nicer pair of underwear.
Yeah.
It's not like gross. There's no like, you know, streaks and shit. These are nice.
No skid marks.
Yeah, no skid marks. These are nice, well done underwear. So
it's because it's a sign. You know what it is?
Cleanliness.
It's a sign. Yes. It's like he cares about that area of his body.
Yes.
You know, which so you always want.
You're hearing
girl.
It from a lady, man, that MeUndies can be a way for you to look. You know, you want to give as many signs.
Even if you haven't showered in 5 days,
yes.
Just put on nice
here's
underwear.
Here's the thing. Guys, guys are gross. Like, we are all gross. And all we... It takes little things to show a girl that you're just less gross than the rest. And this is one of those ways. So go to MeUndies.com. They have cool styles for men and women. They all look great. You can check out the photos at MeUndies.com. The quality at retail would be 2 times what they're selling them for, which this is crazy because now there's no retail middlemen. So that means there's more savings for you. So like there's other places where you can go online and get like, you know, your razor sent to you once a month and this sent to, and you can get different things sent to you once a month. Make your underwear a part of that monthly thing where you get a new pair, you know, every now, a new package every
it's
month.
Like underwear the month club.
Exactly. So here's how I'm going to make it easy for you. You go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. You get 20% off your first order and free shipping. That's what we Jews call a deal. Okay. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. So listen, it's, you know, it's what are they called? That's an economics thing. The more you get, the more you save.
I was an
econ major. So they guarantee,
don't know what you're going for.
They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going to go back. So here's the only way to get the 20% off and the free shipping is to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. I'm taking away from the episode for just a second to talk about FanDuel.com. They're our new sponsor. They are changing the way people play fantasy baseball. It's more fun than ever.
Don't miss your chance to join FanDuel.com before the season kicks off. Sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. They're the leader in one-day fantasy baseball for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. You don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today, win tonight. Pick a brand new team any day you want. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Makes every game exciting with FanDuel.com. Listen, I play it. I love it. It's a lot of fun. You got daily games. It keeps it all exciting. It's a reason to watch SportsCenter at night. It's great. The people are winning major money. They're going to give out more than $2.5 million every day this season. That's crazy, guys. Get involved. And if you're a TFM listener, which you are, you get a deal. So go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code TFM, and sign up now. So it's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit on FanDuel, they will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code TFM. So don't forget, use the code TFM at FanDuel.com. Click that microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TFM, and you can get match dollar for dollar up to $200. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Amber Madison at Amber Maddie on Twitter. Go check her out. Support her as well. Missed opportunity.
I love it.
Yo, J Train, recently discovered an opportunity I missed out on with a girl. Last year, I met this girl and started hanging out with her a lot. After a while, though, I figured she put in me in the friend zone. Plus, I was about to leave for the summer. So I just left it thinking nothing of it. Recently, however, I was talking to her and she told me that she was into me last year, but she didn't think I was into her, so she gave up on me. She's dating some guy now, but they've been on and off for a while, so I guess she's technically single. My question to you, do you think that knowing what I know, I can capitalize on the missed opportunity? Or should I just write it off as a loss and forget about it? Keep up the good work with the podcast.
No, of course you go for it. Of course. This is like the plot of an amazing rom-com, right? I'm so rooting for this guy.
I love that you said that. This is a very chick thing. Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah, I love the misconnection idea. Yeah. But especially if she's on and off with this guy, she's probably still holding a candle for the guy that just wrote in.
Her telling him that.
Yeah,
is you her don't saying,
you totally.
I'm still into this.
Yeah, and you have a shot.
Here's another piece of advice I'll tell you. Anytime you're on again, off again, whatever you're trying to get with can be compared to a romantic comedy, chicks are into that. Like they want to write the script of their own life, and I'm not telling you to pry off the emotion of women.
Aren't guys kind of into it too, though?
We don't care.
I don't believe you.
No, there's a nice thing to like a story about how you meet, but not in the way that I see girls. Like the way you just lit up about this on again, off again.
I'm beaming.
Yeah, you are like into this.
I know. Well, I'm rooting for this guy so hard.
Yeah, you want them to be together and find love in this place that it wasn't there before. And to him, he's like, I got this boner.
No, that is not true. That is not true.
No, but I will say, like, there is this female thing where, you know, they want to create the story that sounds better than the relationship.
You know, studies say, this is for the one PhD out there,
please.
The one PhD listener, studies show that men are actually more romantic than women in every measure.
In what way?
So with questions like, do you believe that there's one great love for everybody? The men are much more likely to say, yeah, I believe there's one person out there for everyone. And girls are like, meh.
Huh.
You know?
Well, I hear that. I mean, to me, I just think that like girls want their relationships to be something that they can tell to their friends and have a good story. Like a guy, good story. Mm-hmm. Like a story I go to my buddies with is like, yo, I met this chick out of nowhere. She wanted to come back with me. It was amazing. Look how big of a stud I am. Like, I feel like the girl story that she comes to her friends with is, so we were really into each other. We never talked about it, so we didn't know. Then he went away for the summer, and then I told him that I liked him, and then he was like, I liked you too. And now we're together.
And it's sound like an old Jewish woman? That's
I imagine every
like to you?
That's every woman sounds like my bubby. Okay. So I
all right.
No, but I'm saying like that is a more fun story for a girl to go, like, no girl's going home to her friends being like, going to brunch with her friends and being like, found this dude at the bar.
I don't know, man. Awesome. It is a brave new world out there. I think the girls are just as freaked out to go to their friends with romantic story.
You think so?
Yeah, totally, as guys are. But I think deep down, both men and women want that.
They want the good story. I mean, for this guy.
And even if just for yourself, even if that's not what you're saying.
What about
to
his
friends.
Concern? I mean, if I were him, my concern would be that I go back to this missed opportunity and now it has to be a relationship. Do you think he can go back to this girl?
If you are just trying to have sex, you are a major asshole for breaking up or getting in. If she's sort of on and off with somebody else and you're going to swoop in, it's because you're interested. I mean, you never know, right?
So you don't know. You can't do this unless you have a genuine interest
in
this girl.
Yes, of course.
Totally. I agree with you.
But I don't think he would have written in if he didn't.
Yeah, I think what you do, the way you do it is... with her, you want to slow play it as much as possible because you don't want to get like, it can move too quick. So I would say
slow play the relationship or
just
the
relationship. You know, so like I would say to her, listen, my friends and I are doing this one thing Friday night. You and your friends should come. Then at least you're hanging out and she's away from this on again, off again guy. Because on again, off again means that this guy is in the late night texting when he's lonely type of game. So you want to be there when this guy could hypothetically be texting at his loneliest moment. So you need to say to her, hey, let's hang out, and put it that way. Not, let me court you on this. You know, like, you don't want to turn into like...
I don't know, because the way I see it, she's really in the power position because she has this other relationship who it may not be the guy, her ex on again, off again, booty calling her. It might be the other way around, that she doesn't really like him, but
I hear what you're saying. He's putting himself out there to be dumped by... Here's what you do.
Yeah, I think you show genuine interest.
But genuine interest, I think, is sending that text being like, let's hang out. Totally. Like, that is genuine interest. That is saying, come to my friends. These are people that I like. I want them to like you as well. Yeah. I want you to like them. So bringing them to a situation where there is a big group of people that you trust, you're showing that you trust her.
Right.
And when she gets there, the way I play it, and this is a fun thing to do and kind of flirty, anytime she looks at her phone, be like, is that the guy? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Call it out.
Totally.
Call that shit out because it is flirty. I do that all the time.
Confident enough.
It's confident.
Like, I know there's another guy.
I know there's another dude.
Care.
Don't give a fuck.
I want you anyway.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the boombox and you stand outside her window.
It's sad to think that the audience doesn't know that movie reference. they're like, who's John Cusack? No, but I'm saying, like, that is a confidence play. So if you like this girl, bring her to your friends. Anytime she checks her phone, be like, oh, is that Dan? And it's like now you're calling it out. You're calling
but
out.
I would not be too snarky.
Not too much.
You can't look like you're threatened by Dan.
No. You want to do it in a way like once over the course of the night, and you smile about it and you move on.
Totally.
You don't
very
harp
casual,
on it.
Like, oh,
casual.
That's Dan.
That's got to be Dan, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of laugh about it. And
I don't
give
a shit about Dan.
Don't give
Dan's
a fuck.
Dan's a baby dick.
Yeah. You're basically announcing that you're confident with the size of your penis by saying something like that.
Right.
Because you're just like, yeah, I got my thing. Here's what I came to work with. I know this is all I got, and it's going to do well in this situation. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We are here with Amber Madison. She's fantastic. We're going to do one more email. You can go find her at Amber Maddie on Twitter. Also, I got to put some pressure on myself because this is going to come out next week. I'm going to have my website coming out. So if you guys want to go check out any of my stuff, upcoming shows, T-shirts, it should be out by the time this comes out. So jtraincomedy.com. That's jtraincomedy.com. I mean, this is what I do to myself when I, like, if I want to motivate myself to do something, I announce it to a lot of people, because then if I don't do it, it's embarrassing. So like right now I'm not drinking. And
how long has it been?
It's been 2 weeks.
How's it going? I went just about a month ago.
How'd you like it?
It was really weird, I gotta say. Yeah. I felt like I felt like I accessed levels of my mind I didn't know were there.
Totally.
In a way
agree.
Then thought, wow, maybe I drank more than I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe people aren't meant to be fully so. I mean, obviously, yeah. If you're a drinking problem, you are, but like, I don't know. It was a great experience.
Much sharper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was just
coming to me quickly.
A lot clearer.
I think these podcasts have been better because I usually come into these and tape on Mondays. Today's a Tuesday, but I usually come in and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do. Like, there was like a month of this podcast where my voice was just shot. And it wasn't because I was, you know, singing all weekend.
Wasn't it karaoke
night? No, it wasn't all the karaoke night. So but I've told a lot of people about not drinking. So it's like, it makes you own it a little more. So
why did you decide not to drink?
I just want to like clear my head a little bit.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
I'll
not
go
to
back.
Drink,
oh, but. I'll be back. but I want to lose some pounds. I want to look good. So that was about it. But so I'm announcing my website now because I know that if it's not done by next week, then I fucked up. So jtraincomedy.com. Go check it out. Spring breakup. Sup, gay train?
You get that one a lot,
love it.
I assume.
To start off, love the podcast. It curbs my insanity on a weekly basis. No problem, man. Keep telling your friends. So I was on spring break this past week and ended up going through a breakup mid-week. I just love the fact that it was like, he says
that's awful.
The relationship was 2.5 years. 2.5 years relationship.
And who ended it?
It took him 3 days of spring break to be like, I guess this is over.
No, he ended it or
he
got
wrote,
dumped?
I really thought everything was fine. And so it was kind of a shock to the system. So I guess
she dumped him.
Yeah, she's probably a 6'6", 6'8". Such a nice way to describe your girlfriend. Face, body, personality, 6'6", 6'8".
Okay, gotcha.
Just because she's such a sweetheart. First picture.
You can't rate your girlfriend. Sorry, this is a delayed reaction. But you cannot rate your girlfriend's face and body anything less than a 7.
Well, let's be the judge. So, here she is.
No, I cannot do this.
She's cute. I mean, they look like they should be together, looks-wise. Come over here.
All right.
She's cute. Yeah, they're a cute couple.
Yeah, he's a weird-looking guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got his own look.
So, yeah,
Do you agree with the rating?
No, I disagree.
She's very cute.
And I disagree with you. I mean, I bet that he would have rated her like 8, 8, 10. And
before.
Then she, yeah. And then once a girl dumps you, you're going down
two
numbers, right?
Well, this is what he sees her as, which is fine. First picture, I was so mad about the whole thing that I drunkenly flipped out and went on a Rambo-esque fuck spree. I actually finished the 5 nights with a different girl. However, I arrived back this week to the reality to be more depressed about it than pumped. I've considered trying to talk it out with her, but after my shenanigans last week and her lack of, as I heard from our mutual friend, would that still be an option? There's this psycho chick that had been after me the entire time. My girlfriend were dating. She's a solid 7'7"3". That has been in hot pursuit since she heard the news. And she's the second pick. Let's see the second pick. Oh, look at this picture she has taken.
Wait, the personality is a 3. Come on.
Look at, she's pointing at the camera like, I'm going to get that.
Wait, that's his girlfriend. I'm on the girlfriend side.
You like the girlfriend better?
Well, whatever. I know nothing about this girl. I don't want to judge her.
What do you think?
I mean, she's cute. I mean, they're two different looks. Completely.
The way he described her, the pictures say it all to me. Because she's doing one of these in the picture. Just like totally fucking, you know.
What does
like,
that mean?
Just like a point like, at the camera, like, going to get all the dick.
Yeah. You know?
The way he describes her, the pose in the picture just is.
It's that, like her head's chanting, dick,
it, yeah,
dick,
it's
dick,
just,
dick.
Okay. Just like a girl, for a girl to take a picture like this, it is a very like strong move on her part to be like, yeah, like just like,
well, let's
straight
okay
up.
Let's I feel bad judging this girl, to be, it's a therapist in me. I do feel bad judging this girl, so let's get back to the,
I hear you.
Let's get back to the question.
I'm not, no, there's nothing,
like talking,
there's
shit
nothing
about this.
I'm not talking shit, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with the other girl. She's been after him from his assessment That's fine. She does look like a confident girl because she's putting her hand out like
so he could get laid again. But I think as he discovered from spring break,
so he's writing,
he can have a lot of sex. It really doesn't matter.
It's not his girlfriend.
It's not his girlfriend.
What should I do about her? Also, should I just ride out the confidence streak that has... This has me on. I'm a senior and I can't tell if my clock is ticking on my time to have fun and be single or my time to try and get serious about chicks and shit. I'll be here 4.5, so I still have a little time. Thanks for that. So his question is, do I run back to the girl even though I did all that stuff on spring break after she dumped me? Or do I have fun for the rest of college and get with maybe girls like the one in the picture? That would be a more fun experience, or maybe just a more wild experience, not be more fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think based on what he said in his email, it's not that he would be having fun. He's really bummed about the breakup and he misses his girlfriend. So if you can't have her back, that's one thing. But if you're, why would he choose to be single when I think it's clear that he would be happier with her? At this point,
I hear that. I mean, the fact that she ended it, like the she fact has to have.
I think that's good though, because that, I mean, if you have a 2.5 year relationship and that ends presumably over the phone, I mean, whoever, I don't know, it ends in the middle of spring break out of nowhere, then yeah, he kind of has a right to go around and like,
oh, totally,
have sex with a lot of girls. So I don't think that that should be a concern of him. It's not. Of his, it's not like he has to come back with his tail between his legs because
it's the same.
You know what? She dumped him.
It's the same for guys and girls. This is not like a gender specific thing.
If
you gotten dumped and
if
you want to go
dumped,
out and hook up and soil your oats, go do that. Don't feel bad about that. Like, do that confidently. Do that honestly with yourself and with those people. If someone comes back to you and is like, "How could you do that to me?" Well, you're the one that released me.
Yeah, right. It is different if there are two people dating. I dump you and now I go sleep with a lot of people and now I'm running back to you. No. You dumped me and then you slept with a lot of people. You don't get both. You get to either dump someone or you get to sleep with a lot of people.
It's not fair.
But you can't do both at the same time.
You can't.
And ask for the person back.
Yeah, because now you're looking for your cake and eating it too. Like, it's you're just saying, well, I was on spring break and it was convenient for me to go hook up with a lot of random chicks. So that's the opportunity I took. It sounds like, I guess you're right. You're right in the sense that he was dumped. If he went on his, you know, what's the thing called when the Amish community, Rumspringer. Yeah, Rumspringer. He did his little Rumspringer and he was like, okay, this wasn't for me. I really do enjoy this person's company. I think it's okay to go back to her and be like, hey, can we talk this out a little bit more than midway through my spring break?
Yeah.
Can I have the opportunity to talk this out with you face to face and hear what your reasonings are for ending this? Did you end it because I was on spring break and you felt intimidated and you didn't want to get dumped first? That's a possibility. Yeah. Did you end this because you have serious issues with this relationship and you like other people and you're looking to do something else? Those are all fine. But at the very least, if you're feeling this way where you're feeling a little depressed about it, you do have the right to go back to the person who ended it with you and ask for answers. Just don't be...
And she may not want to get back together.
Don't be surprised.
I mean, that may not be an option that's on the table. But if it were me, I would at least want to know. And then, you know, he should be able to have fun. If he can't be with her, if she's saying, okay, I've moved on, he should be able to have fun the rest of his senior year.
Honestly, like, if you're being dumped, that's the best thing someone can do for you. You know, it's so much better.
It is so much better because then it's not a choice. You just have to deal with it. When you're the one breaking up with somebody else and you've made that choice and you deal with the guilt and the indecision, it's the worst.
It sucks. So like, she's doing you a favor because one, she wasn't into it as much as you were. So you are now free to go find better options for yourself. Two, you just got like released. You don't have the guilt alone when you end something with somebody because there's a lot of relationships that are great but not good enough. And those are the breakups you hear less about. You hear more about the breakup where it's like, that bitch, she scratched my car up and she went crazy. I had to end it. She was a drug addict. You hear about all those fucking those endings. You never hear about the ending, and it's a lot less famous, the ending where the guy goes, you're cool, I'm cool, I just am not sold.
And that's because a lot of those endings don't happen, and that is why the divorce rate is so high.
Totally. So, like, but 99% of the ones that end are those, you're good, I'm good.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Not good.
It's just not. Or it's just not quite enough.
Yeah, because sometimes, and then you'll go to your friends and they'll be like, no, she was great. What the hell are you thinking? And you're like, yeah, she was great for someone else.
Yeah.
You know, and those are the toughest ones to end because you will get questioned on it. There will be nobody being like, good job, buddy. You right. need to get out of that one. No one's going to say that to you. They're going to say, yeah, she was kind of cool. And, you know, even though it just wasn't the right fit. And no one can understand that but you. So it's a very personal decision. It's a very lonely decision. And you're finding out right now it's a very lonely post-game.
Yeah.
And you might be running back to her just because you have a void that you want to fill. Because, you know, you got less people to text. And that's the time to go hang out with your buddies and your friends and lean on them instead of her.
Yeah.
So that's our podcast. Amber, thank you so much for coming
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Thanks for
Fantastic,
having me back.
Fantastic. As usual, go support Amber at Amber Maddie on Twitter. At Amber Maddie with an I on Twitter. This is the TFM Podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us with your stories, your questions. We will be back next week. Also, we're on Daily Motion. We're streaming this live. So if you're watching at home, thank you for tuning in. I tweet this out whenever we're going to live stream, and I put it on my Snapchat. So you can find my Snapchat or Twitter, JTrain56. That's JTrain56. We will be streaming these. It's usually Mondays at 3:30, but sometimes schedules don't work out. So today we're here on a Tuesday. So keep up with my social media to know when we're going to be putting these on. You know, if you're sitting at your house on a Monday or Tuesday and you got nothing to do, you can watch us online. So, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot. Amber, great job. We'll be here next week. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it. Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Chris, thank you for coming on. Mance at Mansamp on Twitter.
That's right. Thanks for having me, man.
Bringing the news. I'm on Twitter right now. We did some live streaming. We're still on Daily Motion. You can check us out there. This guy wrote in, "What's up, Jew Train? Listening in live. Love a shout out. Great podcast. Thanks for getting me through Tuesdays every week." And his Twitter is at BigSean556. That's at Big with three G's, Sean556. Thanks, Sean, for listening and watching on a Tuesday. So you guys, we're here with Amber Madison. Amber, great job answering those emails.
Thanks.
That was fantastic. At Amber Maddie on Twitter. Let's get into some Instagram babe of the day.
Yeah, we'll start with the Instagram babe of the day. I did want to mention, by the way, if you listen to the episode, I said some stuff at the beginning, but yeah. I'm an idiot and I forgot to arm my microphone, so yeah, you might hear me off in the distance, but that's don't worry about it.
So it's a great secret of our time.
Yeah, exactly.
What
you'll never
was
know
said?
Right. You did say something good at one point. Oh, and we also have the Greek word for baby dick.
Yes, poulaki.
Poulaki. So start calling your buddies poulaki. Pretty funny.
Yeah. It's the best word.
So that's baby dick in Greek. So
that's probably the easiest word to say in Greek.
Yeah. Just what's Greek's up, so poulaki? Yeah, you know, that'd be fun.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah. So if you hear me in the background, you hear me. If you don't, you don't. All right. The Instagram babe of the day, we have Natalia from the University of Miami.
It's Natalia
from the University of Miami. It's NATAGATAA on Instagram.
I just went and looked her up. You guys can share that computer. Let's look at the pictures.
Yeah, and I went far back. You know what? I was like, well, some of these girls didn't get a look because we weren't doing this.
So yeah, this was 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's NATAAGATTAA.
Yeah, exactly.
This is right up my alley.
Yeah, this girl
is curvy.
Oh my God. Little,
curvy.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's got it going. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's a good look.
She has, yeah. See, this is, I like what she's doing.
She's
this is like
beautiful.
Old school Instagram. Like, she's not even doing some of the pictures.
5 months ago.
These
yeah.
are like the pre ones that, like
not
she's
the
taking
friends.
These pictures herself. That's how you know it's before Instagram got very model heavy, where now all these girls are having other people take these pictures for them.
Oh, and yes. probably like airbrush them or something.
Yeah, they're doing something, but it's like her on the beach. Here's the thing about her. She's very good looking.
To me, that's like a that's like a 10 body type to me. Like, she looks really, really solid.
Here's the thing. Someone is going to get in her head that she should lose weight,
yep.
and she should not lose weight.
No.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, it is, I mean, you know, everybody's built differently.
Totally.
But it's so nice as a woman. See, I mean, she is perfect, ridiculous yeah. body anyway, but she's not like
stick.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she hasn't no. eaten in
no.
10
she looks,
years. You know?
She looks like
yeah.
she could
and that's,
take
and
care of a
like
baby. Yeah,
more,
you want a girl that like,
you know, you want.
Yeah, you want something. You want a girl to look womanly. And I think she does, and she looks like she could.
Womanly is code for like boobs.
Yeah, well, and ass, and
I mean, that.
No, but she looks like she could, you know, care for a baby.
Definitely,
you know, like
yeah.
I wouldn't be like, "Don't hold that baby," because your arms might break.
It's gonna
off.
Topple you.
Yeah, like yeah. you'll fall over. Like she could even add weight and look good still. Like that's the thing. I'm like I, there, yeah. but there's this type where you could like a girl like this. She's like a tall. She looks a lot taller than, you know, like that. Someone gets in their head like, oh. No, if you want to like really be a good Instagram model, you gotta no. Don't do that. Good
no, and the likes back her up. She's got thousands of likes on these pictures.
Yeah, there's an Instagram model I follow, and she's a model who's considered to be plus size. But then you look at her, and you're like, she has like millions of likes. Like, who's calling this girl plus size? You
right.
know, like
yeah.
who's like,
yeah.
she's just a hot chick.
Right.
You know, like why are we putting these labels on things?
I think that women are, we're so much harder on our bodies than men are.
Totally.
You know, and judging other people and ourselves. I mean, I feel like guys don't care if there's a little something jiggly.
No,
you know?
We want that. It adds character. Yeah. Like that's the thing. Like it's, you know, most guys with a women's body, they just want, you know, they want variety, you know, like where it's like, oh, look at, she's got this type of boob and then she's got that type of ass. Like we just, yeah. it's like going into like a candy shop and you're like, I like Swedish fish and chocolate and I like to mix them in the same thing.
Right.
Like we don't
yeah,
have
yeah,
any
yeah.
taste. It's just all the candy.
Yeah, that's a misnomer where it's like, oh, a guy has one particular type and while he might be attracted to like, oh, a blonde girl or a brunette, whatever, but it's like many different forms of
yeah.
attractiveness
yeah.
to guys.
Because
you
know I think
I mean?
As a girl, when you start dating somebody, and you see their ex, and she's really attractive, but she looks pretty different from you, that can feel really awful. Because
yeah,
then you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh God, I'm not his type. He probably likes like the big boob girls, and I'm really just a skinny little
yeah,
girl,
right.
you know, or the opposite.
But that's not
like,
even it.
That's
it's,
not it,
it. It's more like...
It's just like, woman,
that,
and you're down.
Yeah, you're just... well, that's, I mean, that's when it comes into like the, you know... guys don't like to talk about this, but like the personality is, this is the less famous thing to talk about, but the personality is what keeps you around.
Like, and why don't guys like to talk about
yeah
this?
Because it doesn't seem manly to be like,
it's
I just
so
want
depressing.
A girl who can like understand me, you know, like,
but it's true
and
want.
It's like you're, you know, all that tits and ass thing, like that's fun and that's what the fun talk is about, but the real talk is like, ah, but she's really cool and we hang out, we have a lot of
right.
fun.
Yeah
right.
and
you know?
if you guys did talk about that more, then I think the quality of woman you would be finding out and about would be much higher.
Hmm.
Because now you guys have successfully tricked so many women
yeah.
into thinking that the only thing that matters about me is my tits and ass, which
yeah.
is completely degrading as a
totally,
woman.
Totally.
But it's also then you're like going into war carrying the wrong like weapons.
No, that's totally
right?
true. The other thing about it is that, and I'm one of the, I like to think that I'm a progressive guy, but I will talk, you know, if I can't talk to the girl, I'm out. It doesn't matter
yeah.
how good looking she is. So when I come in, like you find yourself, if you're just like beyond what the look is, like obviously every guy wants to be with a hot girl or be attracted. Attraction, you know, you wouldn't be talking to the person if you weren't attracted. But if you get beyond that and just talk about the things that, and you really start listening, you'll be with like a next level type,
yeah.
you know, like
yeah.
just because you're like asking more interested questions. You're not just asking, hey, what's up? How was your weekend? Like
mm-hmm.
if you start asking real questions, you're going to get real answers. You're going to have real
yeah.
conversation. That means you're going to have real relationships and it's going to be good.
Right.
You know, I also don't like Natalie anymore. She's an Instagram model with 61,000 followers. And she posted 4 days ago a picture of a girl praying with, dear God, thank you.
Well,
this is
yeah. Well,
hot
that's,
chicks
that's negative points. That's negative personality points.
There's nothing
worse than a hot chick putting up inspirational quotes on on Instagram about God.
Jews
I hate
God.
This is why I came here. What?
I feel like all Jews I know hate
no,
God.
No, it's not even the Jew thing. It's more about the man thing. Oh, you think these 61,000 people came here for inspiration?
Right.
No,
oh.
they came here to look at you.
Well, and you know that
God,
when
wait, okay,
she posted
so you
that.
Just, you just finished this whole heartfelt thing about wanting girls to be more than tits and ass, and then you're getting mad at her that she just posted this picture.
That's, only because that's here's the reason. That has no feelings, okay? 578 people didn't like that pray to God message because this is what they're here for. Let the God
did write blessed though. Ugh.
And the Instagram, and then wrote someone wrote amen. Like after the last picture, that same guy that commented amen wrote sit on my face. Okay, so like the dishonesty there.
I don't know. I think that people who grow up. I mean, I didn't grow up in any kind of church, but the people who I know that went to church,
this
they're
isn't
like
a chur-
super repressed and kinky, and they're like into God and all sorts of crazy.
Hold
sex
on, this
too.
Isn't a church thing. This is more about. You have followers for a very specific reason. If you're putting on there, well, my followers want to know how I feel about God. No. They want to hear how you feel about spring break.
So what? So you're pigeonholing her. You're saying because people
are following
her.
Well, it's not just her.
She's
the example.
Okay, she's the example.
To me, the picture, it's like a faux humility, or it's like it's adding a level of like,
it's dishonest.
I'm beautiful, and like everybody likes me because.
How do you know it's dishonest?
It seems dishonest.
Have you talked to her
because
about
then she's
God?
Got an I just can't one with the Nike sign upside
because
down.
Because it's dishonest because every one of her pictures of her selfies includes her breasts in it,
which is probably what she's thanking God for.
So it's not like she's wearing a turtleneck, you know. Like,
so what? So I mean, I'm a little bit talking out of my ass here because I'm not a religious person. But
it's not about religion.
Yeah, but she should be able to show off her boobs and like God at the same time.
Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive. Yeah.
It just feels a little. You're right. It's not mutually exclusive, but it's also a little preachy when you get onto social media. The social media that you are followed on because of a specific reason, and then get on it to preach about something else.
But doesn't she have the right to use her platform that she's built up and for whatever reason
she
to
does.
Say whatever she wants? And if she wants to talk about
she has
God,
that right.
You know?
I have the same right to look at that and be like, come on.
Here's the other aspect. She didn't make that picture. She found that picture and was like, oh, I'm going to post
so
this.
So it's a copyright issue? Is
well,
that
yeah,
problem?
It's like, you know, you're a dad. If it's one thing if you tweeted out, like, you know what? I had a great day today. Like, thank God, whatever. But, like, like we're talking about the same poses that people go into.
Yes.
That's the same thing. That's like sprinkling it in that I have this little
like
bit of spirituality.
I'm a good
yeah, exactly. You know.
Huh. Well, I did this the other night. This is she posted this one a few weeks, 12 months ago. Now we're really getting in deep. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. She posted that. Okay. There's so many of these Instagram models that are hot, and then they put up something about I don't need no man's money. You know, to be an Instagram model. And it's like, you're pretty braggy about having an easy job. You know, like, you were obviously given the tools to do, like, Jen Seltzer, I give a lot of shit on Twitter.
I've noticed that. I was wondering if there was some.
I give her a lot. I want her on the podcast.
Like,
I want
why
her on
is every
North
other
side.
Tweet you write?
I call her out. Yeah, just because it's funny, but I do think that she is the top of the heap of fitness model entrepreneurs. Like, she's not.
Like, you respect her game.
I respect her game because she's not a million. This person, you know, Natagata. Nanataka, the one that we're talking about right now, has 61,000 followers. Okay,
yeah.
Jen Seltzer is not a million followers hotter than this girl.
No,
by any means.
No,
yeah.
So that means she is a million followers better worker than she is. You know, she figured out a marketing plan that got her that many more followers. I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? So, like, this isn't... So, I respect that hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't respect the girl who can't also say, yeah, a lot of this is because guys like tits and ass.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And you think that because she posted about God once and...
I think,
and
like, an entrepreneur, being a business person is, like, ignoring the obvious fact that yes, you're making money and good for you, make your money off of the emotions of men who like to whack off to Instagram.
So here's my challenge, because I actually think that you're really putting her in the box, and that just because she looks a certain way, you're saying she's not entitled to have these other parts to her, which are thinking about business or whatever. So my question is, what if it's a dude, a really hot dude,
okay,
with all of these like naked or like whatever, like the equivalent pictures.
Keep talking.
Of me.
I'm listening.
Just go slower.
Dripping wet. Okay, if it's a dude, and then he posts something about being a businessman.
I would feel the same way.
Really?
Totally the same.
Yeah, Dan Bilzerian was posting blessed pictures on Instagram, I'd be pissed about it. Yeah, that's not why we came here.
Yeah, you came here to Dan Bilzerian to see him be a wild rich guy. And I think that's why people like him so much. Do you know who we're talking about?
No.
The guy, he's this Instagram celebrity that became famous for doing outrageous things with his money. Okay. Over Instagram and
like
Snapchat.
Outrageous, like nice or
just kind of like, for example, he just sold his Lamborghini for $425,000 in cash to Pauly D and then videoed himself going to the bank with the cash and depositing it. So okay. It's like
that's what you came there for.
Yeah.
And
just to feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, well, or just to
like girls, look at other hot girls on Instagram.
Well, just to see what this rich guy is gonna do next.
Yeah.
Is really the thing. So you're there, if he came out one day and was like, I just work harder than everyone else. Like, no, you have this amazing asset that you're using to get more assets.
Right.
And I think that the lack of honesty with a lot of these, like, pray every day because then your wishes will come true. That's dishonest because if you pray every day and you're not good looking, a lot of your wishes don't come true in the same way they've come true for her.
Well, it's putting the philosophy after the success as opposed to having your philosophy and then you go, oh, see, it worked. That's how I got
there.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
The order of it matters too. And it's like, listen, there are preachers in this world too that deserve a lot of respect and are very motivating. I mean, what's the guy's name with the big dude that does
Joel Osteen?
No, motivational speaker.
Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins. Like that guy, a lot of people would talk shit on him and say, well, he's a snake oil. No, people get a lot of inspiration from him, and he's created his career on inspiring people, which is like really great thing. This girl's career is made off of guys like the way she looks, which there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm not demeaning her. I'm not saying she can't be a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, but she should get to show that side. And then if you are looking and you're like, ah,
this
isn't for me.
This is a very lazy way of showing that side, in my opinion.
Yeah,
pray to God. And then she comments today, for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like she is going to a mega church and being like, well, I'm also speaking on Sundays about how the power of God can compel you into amazing things. That's another story. If she did that, I'd be like, oh, okay, look at what she does on Sundays. If on Sundays she's at Revel and takes a picture of her tits at Revel and not in church, and then the next day is like, just, I'm thankful for every day.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit like, okay.
But I look at it that people can have many sides.
Totally,
right?
I totally agree with that.
And even ones that totally conflict. And
we live in an age where it is very easy to have many sides without any work.
Yeah.
So I think we see a lot of times where it's like, you know, how many friends of mine have started a jewelry company through Etsy? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it's easy. They don't have a passion for jewelry. They haven't been creating it their whole life. They work in an accounting firm and they thought, I could do that too. And I'll just sign up online. They'll send me the shit and I'll create a party for all my friends to show to and buy this shit. That's not a passion. That's not them going and hoofing and doing hard work. That's them prying off the emotion of their friends that are like, well, it's my friend. I got to go look at what her new thing is.
So it's that they're not working hard enough for it?
It's more it's so easy nowadays to profess and to be a million different things. And I've said this on the podcast when people are like, well, how do I get through that door? How do I get through this door? And it's like, well, you see so many people that are online saying, I'm starting my blog today. And then 6 months later, the blog is gone.
Yeah.
That's because it's really fucking easy to start a blog.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do it every Tuesday at 12 o'clock on the dot and have it ready to go and push it to people for 10 years with no results.
You sound like an old crotchy comedian.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Pounding the pavement too hard.
But I think respect is nowadays, we see a lot of people coming out with their flavor of the week, and that's depressing to everyone else that sees it. And they're like, well, if they're doing that, how can I not do that? And what are my passions? It's okay to be passionless. You know, it's okay to just like your life, be passionate about your life and your family and your friends. That's okay to be. Not everyone has to have their single thing that like the other facets of their life. So I'm saying for her, where her profile picture is a cartoon of her boobs, to say to me, well, I'm also this guy. Okay, well then show me. more than a picture that you found somewhere else. You know, it, you know, there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I respect, especially today, legwork and people putting in that grind and doing things and producing, where, because there's so many people in this day and age that are like, well, I'm a music producer and a DJ and a writer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what are you then?
So here's the thing about Instagram is it's capturing a moment in time.
Totally.
Right? So let's say, would it make a difference if you found out that she had a close family member who was in the hospital or something, and that's why she posted that picture, or that's where her headspace was in that second? And yeah, she's not thinking about God, you know, for most of the day.
If that was the case, if she posted on the, if that was the case, yeah, that's a different story completely. Because
right, but you don't know the context. I'm saying, give her a break.
I'm saying she's a representative. I'm not trying to bash her. She's a representation of a lot
of things that drive you nuts.
She's not the only one doing these things. No. I follow a lot of Instagram models, believe me. You know, so I follow a lot of hot chicks
and
that
you're
I
very
check
picky.
Out. And I'm always no, but I'm not picky at all. That's the thing. I've seen
no,
this.
No, but about when they show their preferences.
When they come out and say every day I'm a little bit stronger than the last day, I'm like, yeah, every day you have 20,000 more followers that liked your boobs than the last day. You know, like that's an empowering thing that, you know, for you to tell someone that they could have that in their life is a little bit of a lie. You know, you're not really inspiring anybody. You're saying that you got this thing because of a very specific thing that people are into, and it's a little bit tough. I think you're not helping as much as you're hurting when you're doing that. Because let's say the 13-year-old girl who's out in Des Moines, Iowa, that's looking in the mirror.
So innocent.
The innocent girl, she's looking in the mirror. She's going through puberty. She's thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm not great enough. And then she looks at this Instagram model who with the big boobs who gets a million likes. Mm-hmm. And she goes, every day can be better than your last. And she's like, well, I don't have those things. You know, and that's kind of a lie to say to that girl. You know, whereas if that girl goes and devotes herself to reading and maybe, you know, school, she'll have more fulfillment than just listening to, well, tomorrow's gonna be better than last because this Instagram model told me that. You know, that's kind of a lie to her. Why, you know, she can go and do great things with her life, you know, and gain inspiration from other places and fulfillment from other places, where this picture is just kind of like the easy way of doing it. It doesn't really help that.
Well, and that's the other thing, right? We're implying.
I just don't know if it hurts anybody, I guess.
I don't think it hurts anybody either, so. But to the point, though, where it's like you're creating. Instagram is literally a platform to create an image of yourself. So it's like you take these little snapshots that creates a whole picture. 99% of those pictures have nothing to do with God, have nothing to do with being an entrepreneur, but it's like just sprinkled in. It just seems very calculated. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it is. It doesn't feel genuine when a girl that looks like that is like, well, thank God for all, like,
yeah,
you know what, how this happened. But you know what? She might be religious and it might be totally genuine, but it just seems like.
I think this is a fair discussion. I hear what you're saying. I'm not trying to bash her because I, you know, she's great.
You're in love
good
with
for
her.
I'd love to meet her one day. But I'm just saying that it does feel a little dishonest when, you know, there is something to be, like, there are inspirational places to gain inspiration that aren't her.
But I sort of feel like she is damned if she does and damned if she doesn't. Because here, if her entire feed is just pictures, then you could say, like, oh, where's her depth? Where's her personality? But then she tries to show a little bit of who she is, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, she's fake. I just want to see more.
I've never wondered about Giselle's depth and personality. I just know that she's the hottest woman in the world, and that
and she stole your man.
And she stole my man. That's all I know about her. But I do know she's only put out pictures, you know, maybe on her Instagram there's something like this. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, I'd still think that's a little weird. But she's the most successful model in the world. Yeah. Okay. And I don't think any less of her, and I don't think any guy should, because she is the most successful, good looking person in the world. You know, I don't think that's a bad thing. So I do understand what you're saying, where someone could say, well, fuck this person, and all they do is pictures. But I would come back to that and be like, no, they're really good at taking good pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's a fantastic skill.
Shouldn't they be allowed to be something else as well?
They can, but be honest about it.
The other aspect of it, like that you just got on with the Giselle thing, and maybe we'll get to one news story when we get done with the conversation. This is a good conversation. Like, the difference is Giselle is a professional model. She worked her way into that world, became extremely famous. The difference is with these people that are posting these Instagram pictures, they're doing that. Nobody's asking them to do that. They've decided, well, everybody has to see this. You know what I mean? It's a different thing as opposed to getting a job or, you know, somebody telling you, yeah, yeah, you're great at this. Mm-hmm. We need you to do this. She's deciding to do this on her own, you know?
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a different perspective as a woman. And so I, little history lesson. So I, like, by eighth grade had, like, boobs, you know, and it was like one of the first ones mm-hmm. to like get, you know, legit boobs. So I like, I didn't, what the hell are these things, right? So I would dress pretty revealing in ways that I wouldn't really dress now and got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And in a way, the attention felt good, but it also felt bad because I was a little too young to be getting it. But it also felt like, oh, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing or this is where my value is and whatever. And it's a lot of stuff to work through. And so now I'm at a point I've worked through it, but I think I see a lot of these girls on Instagram where, like, even if I felt as confident as it looks like these girls feel, you know, to take all those pictures and post them online, I wouldn't do it.
But don't you think the message that these girls are sending and...
Well, I think there's more going on. And I think they might be feeling... I think they might like the attention, but they might also feel a little strange about it.
Totally.
Or, I think there's just a lot of...
I think
it's a rounder picture.
I totally hear what you're saying. I appreciate that because I think... Wouldn't you think that, like, 13-year-old you, where you're coming into your own and you have this body that is... No, but I'm saying, like, you're having a body that's different than everyone else and it's a little bit more a different age than everyone else.
Yeah.
You look at this and, like, maybe that sets you off course from, like, being good in school where you're like, well, look at the Instagram model there. She gets 30,000 likes on her God Be Good thing.
Well, I tell you what... I love that you brought that up because I think what I felt more was that I had to choose. That was either I could go this like smart way and be respected or I could be the really sexy girl, but I didn't get to do both. So I guess that's what I feel. You know, when we're talking about her God pictures,
that's kind of what you're defending.
Maybe it's her screaming out saying, I want to do both.
Yeah.
I want to be really hot and I want to have an opinion and I don't want to have to choose.
But don't you think that's maybe there's a better way to do it than that? Like, I think that's like the better way to do it is like,
we got to wrap up.
Okay, let's start writing something. Maybe she writes only about fashion and posts pictures of her fashion, you know, whatever it ends up being, posts her own pictures of her in the fashion, you know, like, then you're like, okay, there's a more well-rounded person. Like, I would respect that side with it. Like, you know, that's the thing with Jen Seltzer. Like, she is doing fitness stuff and really trying to inspire people with working out. And it's like, okay, I do respect that that is something she is trying to push by virtue of a lot of people follow her because of the good looking pictures, but she's also carving out this other spot where it's like, okay, she's also inspiring people to be fit and get in better shape and do these workouts that she's helping people on. So I would say, like, oh, okay, that is a harder thing to show more than just that picture.
Yeah. But the God is good. To me, the God, the business thing, it's all about, I want to have a voice too.
Yeah.
And it's not like some calculated, I need a brand around this other thing in my life, not just my body, but there's something I want to say, and a lot of the speaking I do with my body, but there's also, I want to talk about God, or I want to talk about business, but
here's
you know, I deserve to be listened to.
I agree. We got to wrap up. Yeah. One more thing, I'll tell everyone, go, and I know this, I'm a Patriots fan, but Tom Brady's Facebook account is, like, really funny, and it's really funny. They post about this during the playoffs. There was a lot of posts where whoever's running that account, I don't think it's him, but is funny. Now... he has done a few where it's like, oh, this is also a place where I'm a Tom Brady fan, but I'm also going to find funny pictures from Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's earned that over the course of like 10, you know, a bunch of different funny pictures, like him riding the Colt horse. You know, there's other things. But I'm saying, like, that's the same thing with her, though. Like, you earn that over time.
But just,
like,
because she is a hot girl, she shouldn't have to earn the right to say something.
I think anyone should have to earn the right to say something, though. Like, I think right now it's so easy to put out your word no matter who you are. That's not exactly how things work. You know, like, there's a lot of people that were like, oh, I want to come on the podcast as a guest. I'm like, what do you bring you know, what have you been doing that I would bring you on as, you know, like, you're not, you know, an expert in something or someone that's working in comedy every night to work on your voice and that could come on and be funny right at the drop of a, you know. Don't have a baby dick. And it's like, what? And so I think there's this hot or not. There's a misconception that this is my voice. I'm putting it out there. And it's like, well, there are people like the people that I read on, you know, newspaper columnists I read have done 30 years in the business. And it's like, there's something to be said for experience. And I mm-hmm. think like, you know, the experience of dealing with someone that you follow, having experience and being, you know, the maybe the preacher on Instagram also being the hot girl, like you do need to show some backup to that. You know, right. to randomly put that out there is to elevate yourself in a certain way. This is my opinion. But Amber, thank you for coming on. This is a great conversation.
Yeah,
I think this is good.
We'll do news next time.
Amber Maddie on Twitter, at Mansamp on Twitter. I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be here next week. See you next Tuesday.